We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Looking for a better internet provider? Try United Communications, part of Middle Tennessee Electric. Visit mte.com.
This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Dr. Craig McCabe, eye doctor at McCabe Vision Center. Dr. McCabe, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Scott. How are you doing? I hope everybody has had a great weekend and their eyes are doing well in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County.
Absolutely. So what are some of the bigger problems that you see from patients this time of year as those seasons start to change?
Well, we're still using the heaters in the house, so the relative humidity is down and the air gets dry, and people notice their dry eye issues of red eyes, eyes that fatigue easily when they read or they work on the computer for a little while. And one of the differences with dry eyes is that when you start reading or you start on the computer or you start night driving or any of those vision-focused tasks, everything's good. And then 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes later, your vision starts to blur, your eyes fatigue. Maybe they become a little red. So I'd say probably dry eyes at this time of year is the most. And then next month starts allergy season. And we'll talk about those then. But then you get more into the itchy eyes.
Oh, yes. The allergy time of year. That's just right around the corner, I guess. That's no fun.
No, but you know, half of all allergies are seasonal. So spring and fall, mostly from pollen, whether it be from trees or grass or flowers or weeds or the lawn. And so kind of when you're out working in the yard, you may notice that more. But then the other half of people that suffer from allergies are perennial. And so they're year long. And those people, they may be also sensitive to the pollen, but typically are also sensitive to either dust or cat and dog dander. And for those people, besides using the artificial teardrops, they need to do things to help with that. So maybe they need to have the higher filtration of those filters and the cold air returns of their ductwork. And I recommend like a MERV 13 or 14 for that. And then they just need to vacuum a lot. And sometimes they even need to get the carpet out of their house or think about blinds instead of drapes and things like that to reduce the surfaces that hold on to that cat, dog, dander, and dust mites.
Definitely. Again, Dr. McCabe with us. And by the way, if anybody has an eye-related question, feel free to text it in, 615-893-1450. Again, 893-1450. And we already have a question here. Actually looks more like a statement. It says, Dr. McCabe, I've never been to you before, but you've really helped me out by talking about dry eyes. And I just started using eye drops about 2 weeks ago, and it has really changed everything for me. Man, dry eyes. Yeah, that's the biggest problem, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's wonderful to hear. You know, sometimes I wonder, you know, if like parents talking to their kids, they seem like they talk and talk and don't get through. But for people to improve from listening to the show, that's what it's all about. And I'm so glad to hear that. So thankful that you called in or texted in and let us know that. But yeah, it's the most common problem we see. And it's interesting. A lot of eye doctors don't do much to treat it. They may just give you a bottle or a sample of artificial teardrops and say, hey, if this helps you, you can get more at any drugstore. But once those are not good enough, or you simply just can't put it in your eyes 4 times a day, every day, or even some people will develop sensitivities to the preservative in them. You know, using eye drops frequently can actually cause a problem too. So if you're one of those people that need to use it frequently, then you can look for and purchase the preservative-free style of artificial lubricating eye drops that you can get over the counter in any drug or grocery store, and you won't have that issue. You know, these little nuances to using the eye drops, but basically if you have to use them two or more times a day, you should go see your eye care professional, and they can do certain things like punctum plugs or tear duct plugs, other things to help give your eyes more moisture, and will make it so that the need to use those artificial teardrops becomes less and less. And then another thing I'll say is that I have patients that even when we do those things, they still have a significant dry eye. And these are typically patients that have other, what are called connective tissue disorders, things like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Crohn's disease, inflammatory bowel syndrome, IBS, all these things that kind of get in, put into those connective tissue disorder or autoimmune disease, thyroid disease, any of those kind of things, sometimes they require even more. And just in the last year or two, we've had really good resources for that. So one is a drop that especially helps diabetics with dry eye problems. And, you know, diabetes affects the little capillaries, that affects the nerves in our body, whether it be numbness in the feet. And also in the eyes, from chronic irritation, they can have a loss of the nerves that are sensory nerves that innervate our corneas, the front clear part of the eye. And that provides part of the blink reflex. So when your eyes feel irritated, you blink. Just like if you were to touch a hot stove, you jerk your hand away. You don't think about it. It happens involuntarily. Well, if you don't have the nerves to sense that in the eyes, you don't blink. Blinking's how you re-moisturize your eyes. And then they get drier and drier. So we now have a prescription medicine called Oxervate, and it is literally a teardrop form of something called nerve growth factor. And this helps the nerves grow back into the cornea. You get the sensation. You start blinking like you should again, re-moisturize your eyes, and your eyes get much better. So there are things that are for people that they've tried all the basic things and they still have issues. And these are new things out. And if you happen to be one of these people, you should talk to your doctor about it.
You know, I'm curious, as we age, are dry eyes something that we're all going to eventually have or experience on a regular basis? Or does this not happen to everybody?
Well, it doesn't happen to everybody, but it happens to far more than the majority of people. And so, for example, when we are 60, as compared to we're 20 years old, we have lost 40% on average of the tear volume of moisture we make in our eyes. So that's a significant drop. And then women who become postmenopausal because of hormonal changes, and they affect the production from our lacrimal glands or the tear glands in our eyes, they reduce their production due to hormonal changes. And so, yes, absolutely, you know, pretty much all the glands in our body don't work as well when we get older. And we really notice it with our eyes because our eyes are so important to literally everything we do. And if you notice this, your eyes fatigue, you're rubbing your eyes after you're reading or working on the computer for a while, you know, you probably have a dry eye problem, and your eye care professional can help you with this and really make your life better, just like the person who just texted in and told us. So that should be some positive reinforcement for everyone, hopefully listening or know someone that's like that, to help them out.
This next question, and by the way, you again can text us at 615-893-1450. This next question says, I need some help with my skin around my eyes. I get more and more wrinkles around my eyes each and every year, and I know this is common, but at 55, I believe I have too many wrinkles around my eyes. What can I use?
Once again, almost everybody gets this as well. So we get wrinkles around our eyes, typically from loss of what's called collagen protein in our epidermis, in our skin. and our dermis, and also loss of elastin fibers, which make our face, you know, be able to stretch easily and snap back. And interestingly, it's somewhat related to muscle activity. So people that have rubbed their eyes a lot through the decades of life, as well as blink a lot, things like that, that causes more loss of this, and they develop more wrinkles. And there are certain things that are easy things to do that you can do over the counter to help with that. One of them is a moisturizing cream, which kind of plumps up the skin, adds some more thickness and volume to it, and that takes out some of the small wrinkles. And then after that, you need to look at whether your wrinkles are from muscles of facial expression, so your smile and your frown lines. Those are best treated with Botox. You've heard of that. And that reduces, doesn't block, but it reduces muscle contraction. And so those muscles of facial expression, you still have facial expression, but you don't have near as many wrinkles. The problem with Botox is it only lasts about 4 months or so. And then if they are wrinkles that are there all the time, your resting face, as they say, not due to facial expressions, you just have them when it's kind of a non-smile, snarling, mean face, those will not work for Botox at all. That will not help those at all. There's no reason to try it for that. What you need is something that will help those wrinkles that are not due to muscle contraction around your face. And for that, you need a different approach. Then you need to try to tighten the skin where it's lost its collagen and elasticity and provide something that stimulates more collagen and elastin development and growth. And that requires direct dermal, epidermal stimulation. And you get that from a process, really the best treatment for that is non-surgical, is called radio frequency bipolar stimulation of that area. And that's done with a process that we have in our office that uses a machine called the Morpheus 8, which is the best one for this. And by stimulating that dermal tissue, it will cause more collagen and elastin production, as well as tighten the skin. Now, this will last for several years. And anyone that's going through that, once you've kind of decided which one it is and you know which way to go, there is a treatment for it. And then, of course, anyone that needs much, much more than what that will fix will need something like a facelift. But it sounds like this person's way far from that, and they can start this stepwise process. But if you see a doctor that does all these treatments, they can help guide you to which one to best fix what you need.
And this next question, it's not so much an eye-related question, but maybe you can shed some light on it. It says here, a friend of mine who happens to be an RN suggested that I do some red light therapy for my mild depression. Do you know anything about this, or if it does help? And also, are there dangers to red light therapy?
Wow, that's a great question. Red light therapy really started in earnest maybe 10 years ago. They started to use it on athletes' joints, and then they found out it can help the skin. It can help some of our glands. It's by no means a solid big hammer to kind of treat this problem. It treats mild problems and has mild results, but it actually does help, and it stimulates blood flow to the skin. You know, that infrared energy is really heat energy. And so it increases blood flow to the area and can help these processes in areas where we have reduced blood flow for whatever reason over time. And so, yes, it can help, but you know what I mean? It's not, I would say, in my experience, gives you as big a bang for your buck as these other things that we've talked about, but it is helpful. So I'm not being negative against it or anything. I'm saying it does have positive results. It's just more of a mild treatment for things. As far as side effects or bad things, typically if you're not getting extreme exposures to it, you know, I tell you the saying on the show every probably 5 months or something, Socrates way back BC said everything in moderation, and that applies to so much in our lives today. But as long as you're getting the regular dosages and you're not overdosing yourself, you shouldn't have any problems.
Again, Dr. Craig McCabe on the air with us this morning. Now, his office is on Heritage Park Drive here in Murfreesboro, and you can text any questions in at 615-893-1450. This next question says, you mentioned facelift, and I've been thinking about getting one. I am 69 years of age, and my only concern really is when I look at a rubber band and stretch it, it appears to get thinner, and I'm worried if they do the facelift, will my skin get thinner?
Yeah. So that's really a pretty smart observation, and it does some. And the best person to see for this, of course, is a plastic surgeon, and they can give you the best evaluation and consultation for that. But if you are past the point of where these aesthetic treatments will help you, then you need a surgical approach. And, you know, usually they have to make it last a while, you know, overcorrect a little bit, and then with time it gets normal, and then nothing lasts forever. Your skin continues to age, and then it, you know, gets undercorrected with time, but it's usually, you know, 10, 15 years. So they last a long time, and of course they're much more expensive than the other treatments too. But you just have to pick the right tool in the toolbox, so to speak, to treat you the safest, most effective way. So I'd say if you've tried the other ways, or you've had a consultation and they say that, you know, the other ways are really not strong enough to treat what you have, then you would probably be a good candidate for a facelift, and you should go see a plastic surgeon for that.
Here's another Botox question. It says, if I start getting Botox on my face, will I have to routinely get it every 3 to 4 months? And if I decide I don't like it, will it cause negative effects?
Yeah, so the Botox is temporary, typically causes no permanent side effects at all, which is a great thing about it. And then the other edge to that double-edged sword is that it doesn't last forever. And they're right. It's typically 4 months or so. Now, if it's in a region of your face, body, or skin that does not get much muscle usage, it lasts longer. If it's around muscles that you use, you know, every minute of every day, then that's typically the 3-4 months period of time that it lasts. And sometimes you can have undercorrections and overcorrections for those, but you can always add a little bit more Botox, or you can wait a little bit of time and it wears off. So you don't have to worry about any permanent damage with that.
And we're getting a lot of beauty type questions, it looks like. Here's another one. I thought about doing a plasma eyelid treatment. Is this something that is potentially dangerous, or is it okay to do?
Okay. So most people don't even know what that is. So these are some advanced questions. So you can take what's called platelet-rich plasma, where they draw about 20 cc's of your blood out of your arm, and they spin it down, and they take the serum platelet-rich fraction, and they will rub it into your skin or whatever, or you can even get it superficially injected, or they may do some dermal punctures, and that helps it penetrate. And that does help some. It's not, again, a major treatment. It's often used as a little bit of an add-on to other treatments where fine little needles have poked little holes in the skin, and then they will, you know, dermal puncture, and then they'll rub the serum on top. And since it's your own serum, you don't have any cross-reactivity or allergic effect or concerns of that typically. It does actually help healing a little bit faster, and there are some good things to it, but it's more of a little bit of additional help on top of whatever the significant treatment is underlying it.
It sounds painful to look beautiful as you age. A lot of different treatments out there.
What's that saying? No pain, no gain.
That's right.
They have in weightlifting. And you have to irritate the tissue in one way or another to get it contract and tighten, to get it to synthesize these molecules that will make your skin thicker and healthier looking and really improve the appearance. But we have some great treatments for it now. But yeah, there's a little bit to go through it. It's almost always temporary. And most people who have gone through it will say, yes, it's really helped them and they appreciate it. The other thing that you need to know with these treatments is they're not covered by insurance for the most part when it's purely cosmetic and not functional. So there is an investment of money as well as some time, but typically the healing process to get over it is a week or less for all the non-surgical ones, and they typically do a good job, and you just want to go to someone that has a lot of experience and training in it and, you know, has the best equipment available where you're getting the biggest bang for your buck. But most people will, and most doctors will, take photo documentation, before and after photos, as well as along the treatment, if it's a longer treatment. And they can show these to you, and actually you can notice a progress and the improvement in the way your face looks, as far as whether it be wrinkles, whether it be brown and red spots, or whether it just be the cosmetic look to your skin. Maybe you've got big pores and you want to shrink those pores. There's all different ways. Maybe you have problems with acne scars. There's a way to help that. So there's all these different ways. And, you know, who doesn't want to look younger? You know, who doesn't want to feel better when they look in the mirror at themselves and they go out and they have pictures taken and all these kind of things? It just, you know, it improves your well-being and improves your psyche of how you feel about yourself and your age and all these things that are so important as we get older. You know, I tell my patients, if they go through this process with me of all these different ways to help them, that I can almost guarantee them they'll look 10 years younger, because we have the technology now to help out with that. And that's about what you can get from non-surgical approaches. And if you want to look younger than that and you're a good candidate, then the surgical approaches, facelifts, these other things are the way to go. And you just have to go get a consultation and hopefully you'll find someone that, you know, isn't rushing you in and out and takes the time, is very caring, does all the right measurements, and you feel comfortable with them taking care of you.
Again, Dr. Craig McCabe, eye doctor, on the air with us this morning, and we have some more questions to get to in just a second. Our number is 615-893-1450. But right now, we're going to take a short break, and then we will be right back. Again, more Dr. McCabe in just a second.
The city of Murfreesboro is growing, and we need your help to prove it. This is Mayor Shane McFarland, and participating in a special census helps ensure we get the funding we deserve for essential services like road paving, sidewalks, and parks. It's easy. Just visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. Remember, every person counts.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure Murfreesboro gets its true share. Complete the special census today.
At Middle Point Landfill, we strive to serve our neighbors.
This county is willing to put themselves out there and take some new initiatives.
Mike Clausen, general manager of the Middle Point Landfill.
We want to transform Middle Point into a sustainability campus where we are building recycling facilities. We're building cutting-edge diversion facilities.
Middle Point values its relationship with you, which is why we never tire of serving our neighbors throughout Rutherford County.
Learn more at middlepointlandfill.com.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. When I buy a guitar, I have to put my hands on the guitar neck. You can do that here. You can try your instrument before you ever put any money on it at all. And still, cheaper than what you could get online most of the time. At least match their prices at worst. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
When I eat healthy, I can eat at Demas's. When I want to eat unhealthy, I can eat at Demas's. If I'm in the mood for pasta, I go to Demas's. If I want steak, I go there. It does not matter what I'm in the mood for. This is Peter Demas. The only thing we don't have is fried food. So it's very easy when you want to take a group out and there's that veto power person is like, I don't want this. Well, we usually will have something that they want because we have such variety on our menu. The only thing we don't have is fried food. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are talking to Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor at McCabe Vision Center. You can text in any questions at 615-893-1450. And Dr. McCabe, we have another Botox question for you. This one says, even though Botox is temporary, would it somewhat train the muscle to not move so dramatically? It says, in my case, I didn't have the 11 lines between my eyes until I went through a period of extreme stress and realized my face was unconsciously scrunching up, causing those lines to appear.
Yeah, so these are involuntary actions, you know, and that's almost from a little bit of a spasm. And then they're also voluntary. You know, if you look in a mirror and you say, oh, make your mean face, scowl a little bit, you'll see. And when they talk about 11s, they're the two lines kind of between your eyebrows on a mad face. And then, of course, crow's feet are best demonstrated. You look in a mirror and you smile real big. And that's because your eyelids squeeze together some when you smile hard. That's only normal. And then the skin bunches up there and makes those. So the Botox will block that neuromuscular action, maybe bring it down 40%. It's still there, but it's not near as dramatic. And so it softens those lines. And that's when the Botox is really done well. And so if you're a person that has spasms, then yeah, it treats this, but then often with time, the spasms will come back. You know, one of the first way that Botox was used ever was actually for eyeballs. And it was kids who had lazy eyes, eyes that would drift out, and they knew this was a neuromuscular toxin and it blocked neuromuscular activity and therefore muscle activity. And so they'd use it on the muscle that was contracting too hard to move the eye to the side. It weakens that, and then that would recenter the eye. And then once that was demonstrated, boy, then they used to use it. They use it for everything. And there's a problem called torticollis, where you have a spasm of the neck muscles and it makes your head turn to one side. And so a lot of people get injections in their neck on that what's called sternocleidomastoid muscle, and it reduces its strength and activity and then allows them to straighten out their head and their face. And, you know, once you demonstrate these functional things, then of course, if there's any cosmetic reasons to use it, and that will be developed after that. And now that's why we have it for Botox cosmetic. I also see in my office people with something called hemifacial spasm, where one side of their whole face, from the forehead to the chin, will have contractions of the muscles on that side. And, you know, that's very uncomfortable, displeasing. So I have patients come into that every 3 or 4 months. And there's all these different uses for it, and we're so lucky that we have these things. But if it can get you to relax where you have a somewhat voluntary contraction, then yeah, it can help you develop that. But by and by, the large part of it is for people that either have involuntary contractions and they cause these spasms, or for people just voluntarily, which is more of the cosmetic reasons, to reduce wrinkles.
When you look at those lines on the face, how closely tied are those lines to stress in somebody's life? And are those stress lines, if you would, will those go away in time versus lines that have formed after years and years of aging?
Well, here's the thing. Increased muscle activity causes more and deeper wrinkles. Once that's happened, it's hard to get rid of without medically a neuromuscular blocker. However, stress lines, if you're, you know, and you're right, Scott, people under stress crunch up their face, they rub their face, all these kind of things that affect our skin and wrinkles. And you will get more of that under more tension. But even without that, because you've developed it over years, you'll still have a significant amount once you get rid of that stress in your life. And you know, everybody has stress in life, right? Everybody. Getting up in the morning is stressful. Getting dressed is stressful. Going to work is stressful. Driving through Murfreesboro, oh my God, that's stressful. So there's all kinds of things that are stressful that doesn't change. You know, lots of times going to the doctor, you know, can be stressful. So all these little things are stressful. And I don't know who can get rid of stress in their life. You know, maybe you've got to live on a private island. I don't know, but I don't know how to get rid of all the stress. You can reduce it some, which is great, of course, and everyone should try to do that. And everyone should learn how to kind of calm down their blood pressure and their heart rate and to try to keep that from happening to them. Because that does shorten your lifespan. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for you. It releases cortisol from, you know, our kidney, our adrenal glands. And, you know, so we do need to try to reduce stress. And as our town and our county gets more populated, it's going to add more stress, just like it does naturally in urban environments. So whatever you can do to reduce stress in your life is a good thing.
Definitely so. This next question says, regarding cataract surgery, what is the typical time frame from the consultation until the actual surgery, and then the second eye as well?
Oh, okay. So it just depends, you know. If you're trying to get it done right before Christmas and New Year's, it's going to be longer. And it depends on how backed up the cataract surgeon is that you're seeing them. But between eyes, it varies. Some doctors will do them 1 week apart. Some doctors will do it 2 weeks apart. I myself, everything we do at our office is science-based. And the research regarding the time between cataract surgeries, it's best at around 5 weeks apart. Reason for that, rather than 1 or 2 weeks, is because you see the patient at 3 weeks out or so, and their glasses prescription or their refraction has stabilized, because it has not stabilized within a week or two. You have to wait a little longer. But once it does, you can measure that prescription, know how far off you are from what you intended your patient to be, and then make that adjustment on the other eye. And the studies have shown when you do that and pick the lens power for the other eye, your patients will have less need for glasses, will see better the rest of their lives. That's the way we do it, and it's a longer wait between eyes. It helps you in general for the rest of your life. So everybody does it differently. Some people do it out of convenience and to get the process over with quicker. But our whole goal at McCabe Vision Center is to try to get you to see better the rest of your life, especially without glasses, because everybody appreciates that.
Definitely a good goal. Dr. Craig McCabe on the air with us this morning. We have time for maybe one or two more questions. 615-893-1450. And, you know, I don't know if we fully mentioned this, but you do Botox in your office. So tell us briefly what you do with Botox in your office, if anybody is curious about that.
Yeah, well, we have the full line. You know, we've got a full skin center at my office. So everything from the take-home kits with the MD grade, vitamin C, things with retinol. We have what I consider one of the two best lines for that. We have the MD grade chemical peels to help with the texture of your skin. We have Botox and fillers. We haven't talked about fillers, but I really enjoy using fillers on my patients. They can make an immediate improvement in your looks from the time you walk in the office, from the time you leave that appointment. And then we have intense pulse light, which is really so much better than that red light treatment, but intense pulse light, or what's called IPL. And then we have the radio frequency dermal stimulation, which is what helps with getting rid of wrinkles, tightening up the skin. So we have a full line of that eye care. As far as Botox goes, everything from those 11 lines between the eyebrows, the wrinkles you get from smiles and frowns. If you have an uneven smile, which I like to help correct on people, and that bothers you, we can help even out your smile with it. If you've got what's called a gummy smile or too much of your teeth in your gum show, whatever we can do to help.
You know, I never thought about people smiling too big where their gums show. And perfect tagline, Dr. McCabe can help you smile less.
No, we want to smile less, but we want to have a more natural smile, beautiful smile. That's all the cosmetic side. And then we do the functional with what's called blepharospasm. People that have a hard time opening both eyes because they both have the orbicularis oculi, the muscle around the eye, which is in contraction, which makes it difficult to open up their eyes like they should, as well as that hemifacial. So all these kind of treatments, both cosmetic and functional, and whatever we can do to help you with these things, we would love to see you in a consultation for that.
And the great thing is, a lot of these things, all of them can be done in office. So you're not talking about a long, drawn-out procedure that takes weeks and weeks to accomplish what you're looking for.
Yeah, all these things are non-surgical. You know, there's no stitches or cutting involved. Now, we do have treatments for people that have overhanging skin under their eyelids and lashes called dermatocolasis or eyelid lifts is commonly in that. Brow lifts, if your eyebrows hang down too hard, too far. All these kind of things we have, which so many people get as the number of birthdays go by and our wisdom goes up. We would love to help anyone with that.
And we're already running out of time here. Dr. Craig McCabe is at 122 Heritage Park Drive here in Murfreesboro. And if you have any questions, you can either call the office or visit him online at McCabeVisionCenter.com. Easy enough. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you and everybody else. And I hope everybody has a good month. And we'll talk to you again. If you have any questions or thoughts, write them down. Second Monday of each month at this time.
Sounds great. Talk to you again soon. Time right now, 9 o'clock. You're listening to WGNS.
Big benefits at Adams Place.
We have a driver who's here from 8 to 4. He will take you anywhere you need to go.
That's Charlotte Gardner.
It's really a big plus getting around when you do not drive.
Move to Adams Place and leave the driving to us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.